Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for helping me celebrate our 17th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. And as you know, we're doing that this week with during the week that we're every year that we're always just a little bit extra obnoxious, because we're not only, it's not only our regular obnoxiousness, it's also the celebration of our milestone, and encouraging you to celebrate your own milestones. That's one of the reasons I do it, and we're doing this with our with a whole bunch of our original founding members of our Brain Trust, and who else could not be on the top of that list but our good friend Tim Berry, founder of Palo Alto Software, the galactic guru of business planning. Nobody knows more about business planning than he does. He's also continues to be out there on the leading edge as someone who's looking at how to make planning relevant for every new year. He's been doing that now, and we've had the benefit of his wisdom all these years now. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. And does it mean I'm obnoxious if I say congratulations on
doing
a job well for 17 years and enjoying it?
No, that's not obnoxious at all, but I'm sure you'll revert back to your regular obnoxiousness in a minute.
Okay, good. Well,
but thank you for that.
We have to start there this morning, though.
Well, I have to say, folks, though, that I have a lot of wonderful friends in our Brain Trust, but clearly the top three, somebody who's been a supporter and an encourager, and somebody that's probably about, I'm going to say, maybe 7 or 8 years ahead of me in the founding of his own company, and that was a real mentor in a lot of ways to me. Tim, I want to say to my audience, I want to thank you for all you and your organization has meant to me over the years.
Oh, well, thank you, Jim, and back at you, too.
So, all right, we've all heard about quality, the quality process. We've all heard about ISO form of quality process. We've heard about Six Sigma, and we've also heard about Lean as a way of operating and management and quality. And I'd like, you've been working on this Lean approach to business planning, but before we get into that, I want you to give the audience just a brief rundown of what Lean means.
Yes, absolutely. Lean started as a business concept that people were talking about and writing about like 80 years ago, and it began in the manufacturing of automobiles, and it was called at one point the Toyota way. What it meant in the beginning, Lean means small steps. Don't do anything you don't need, and go quickly to the next small step, and then analyze as you move in those small steps the progress you're making so that you can change direction slightly as you go. Those concepts, there was a PDCA, plan, do, check, analyze, that was a cycle back 80 years ago, and then that evolved through the decades, but it stayed with the word lean, which then roughly 5 years ago became all the fashion with startups because of a book by Eric Ries, R-I-E-S, and a lot of writing by Steve Blank, who teaches at Stanford and Berkeley, around the theme, the lean startup. So they took the idea of lean manufacturing, applied it to startups, and there too you hear about the minimum viable product and things like that.
It's right.
Don't do anything you don't need. Take quick small steps and look back and analyze results, and then take the next quick small step, and that's the way you move forward. That's what lean means.
One of the things I like about lean that I saw is that it says make whatever as value, make that obvious and eliminate everything else. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it seems like good common sense, like a good idea, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it's interesting that you brought up the Toyota example, because as you know, one of the things we've done here on the show is talk quite a bit about Mr. Demings, Edwards Demings, the father of quality, who's from the U.S., who went to Japan in the 40s, I guess, and really got them started on this whole quality process.
Absolutely, he was right there in the roots of it.
Yeah, and as you may know, one of our Brain Trust members has Leslie Kossoff was his last assistant. And so we've been able to channel Dr. Demings through her over all the years. So okay, so now you got the picture of what lean means, folks. Making the high value obvious, eliminate other things. We're going to talk about how to attribute that and associate it with business planning. Tim's got that figured out. He's going to help us with that after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.